A hot afternoon in Ramallah. People are shopping for iftar, the evening meal that will break their day-long fast. The nightly feasts during Ramadan strain family budgets. Sabah Raja is shopping for her family.
The prices are in between. Some are high, some are not always high. I just hope they go down. But during this time, Ramadan, forget it.
The Palestinian Authority headquartered here is short of money. It paid its 150,000 civil servants their salaries this month, but only after workers threatened to strike. It still owes them half of their salaries for last month. Butcher Tamer Marmash says his customers are suffering. Many have loans and the banks are paid first.
The civil servant's salary is $700. He will not take home more than $100. So what can he do? He will steal from the people. There is no other choice.
The Palestinian Authority says its revenues cover less than half of its budget because it has not received funds from foreign donors, mainly Arab and Western governments. Hani Al-Masri heads a policy center in Ramallah. He says some donors do not like the Palestinian drive for recognition at the United Nations. Others are not happy with the split between the two major Palestinian parties, Fatah and Hamas. He says the split has paralyzed public institutions here.
One of the most important institutions is the Legislative Council, which was elected by the people. Its role is to oversee the executive, but it is not doing this. So the executive is not being monitored, and this has made corruption easier and more widespread.
Al-Masri says the reports of corruption also worry the donors. The only solution is reconciliation between the rival groups. But this has been slow in coming. And in the meantime, ordinary Palestinians struggle even more to meet their obligations during this month of sacrifice. Scott Bob, VOA News, Ramallah.